Reading passage. If you asked Mark Burnett, producer of America's hit television show Shark Tank, about what the American dream is, he would probably say his show is what America represents. Everyone has a dream. On his show, entrepreneurs attempt to convince 6 multimillionaires to invest in their fledgling businesses so that they may realize their American dreams. The American dream is the concept in which people with a good education and advanced skills make more money by creating jobs and opportunities in capitalism. Although there is nothing wrong with capitalism, from another vantage point, the other side of American capitalism emerges. Thus, the scenario of the American dream no longer holds true. After the collapse of the middle class in the 1990s, lower-wage jobs started being held for longer by older, more experienced workers. Now, jobs that once helped promote people from lower to higher-wage positions have disappeared, resulting in the growing gap between the wealthy and the poor. The Economic Policy Institute's EPI reports that the wealthiest 400 individuals in America now have more money than the 150 million low-income families combined. As Thomas Piketty says, the trouble is when inequality gets too extreme, it can actually be detrimental to economic growth. Are there any feasible measures to be taken to narrow the income gap? The reemerging American middle class will begin to spend more money on consumer goods, creating a continuous cycle where businesses will hire more full-time employees who will then increase social mobility. They will also pay taxes to the government, allowing it to invest more in public programs, including education. Raising the current minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 may help boost the earning power of Americans, but the Congressional Budget Office shows that could trigger approximately 500,000 job losses. Income inequality is an economic issue that affects everyone in society. The American dream is becoming an unattainable goal for many Americans in a depressed economy. Should the government reach out to them? Is America still a place where the impoverished can become millionaires? These questions must be answered.